afternoon. Very good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad at all. So, big game this weekend, not just for Leeds United, who are on a rich vein of form right now as it comes towards the end of the season, but also for Hull as well, who are looking to maybe gatecrash those top two, or at least definitely cement their place at the top end of the playoffs. It's going to be a huge game this Saturday afternoon. You can hear it live on Radio Yorkshire. So what is the view from Hull right now? How are you feeling? Because the results have been, well, have been interesting, haven't they, shall we say?
That's absolutely one way of putting it. The results have been very disappointing in recent weeks. And you speak of the rich vein of form that Leeds are in. That's exactly what I think we need to establish before we participate in the playoffs. I think we've left it too late now to get automatic promotion. It would take an unlikely sequence of results for that to happen. So the best thing that City can do now is win a few games and get some confidence restored to the team before going into the playoffs. And it'd also be quite useful if we can perhaps cling on to fourth place, because that would make sure that the home leg of the playoffs is second, which is a small but useful advantage to have. And it's not much to play for, but it is at least something.
I was going to say, when you look at the playoffs at the moment, obviously, being in good form going into the playoffs, it always does seem to give a side an advantage, and it's two wins in a row now. It's really important to just keep that run going into them.
I think so. The players have looked pretty short of confidence in recent weeks, and understandably so. We've got a pretty benign run in from here to the end of the season. I don't think we've got any teams left in the top half to play. So there is the opportunity there to string a few wins together and just elevate the mood, which has taken a bit of a battering with on-field and off-field events of late.
Yeah, there's lots going on and off the pitch, really, isn't there? There's still some speculation around the manager's future too.
That's it. It just doesn't feel like a happy and united camp at the moment. You've got problems with the club's membership scheme and the scrapping of concessions, ongoing queries about whether or not the manager is going to be here next season. There's just all sorts of things that have distracted the club of late, and those are the sort of things that everyone's got to put to the back of their minds when the playoffs start.
Well, just been reading some quotes as well today from the owner, Assam Alam, and he's been saying that he cost £100 million after dropping out of the Premier League. Obviously, getting back into the Premier League is what is needed for Hull City, but there is still it's not exactly a pleasant feeling, I guess, towards the family, is it? And I don't know what the situation is. Is he looking for a new buyer still, or is this, you know, a real state that it looks like he's going to be staying?
The club's officially been up for sale ever since the FA thankfully rejected their name change application. Whether or not the Alam family have been particularly proactive in trying to sell the club is anyone's guess, and it doesn't really appear as though they've been desperate to sell up, even if the club is officially up for sale. So I think we're in a situation now whereby the Alam family is not especially popular but does remain in charge.
It's very strange, isn't it? Obviously, we've seen a lot of ownership issues at clubs, and there's many protesting against Massimo Cellino, obviously. If you look at Aston Villa, people aren't happy with that. They're dropping into the Championship next season. Obviously, Hull won't want to be playing them because they don't want to be in the Championship next season. Looking at this game this weekend, who should we be looking out for? We know, obviously, there's some fantastic players within the Hull City squad. Who are we looking out for who can make some impact against Leeds this weekend?
The most interesting thing is to see who we're actually going to play, because we played at Reading in midweek and made quite a few changes for that game. Steve Bruce seems to be hinting at a little bit of a squad rotation between now and the end of the season to see who's looking good for the playoffs. If anybody is going to catch the eye tomorrow, then I think that, again, it's going to be Andy Robertson, who's been fantastic on the left wing ever since he signed for us. He's got a cracking goal at Reading. He's a player who can make things happen, and he's exciting to watch. And he's one of those players, when he's on his game, he looks absolutely unplayable. So I think we're really hoping for big things from him between now and the end of the season, because he could be the difference in a tight game.
And I mean, when you look at the playoffs right now, and in terms of the teams that are there, you can basically work out that it will be them four teams in there right now. Is there a particular team you'd like to face, or is it a case that they are just going to all be very tough?
I think they're all going to be tough, and they've all had good seasons, so needless to say, there's going to be no easy games. It would be lovely if we could perhaps play Sheffield Wednesday, I think with respect to them, I don't think they're the strongest of the teams in the playoffs, but any of the teams in there could tear you over on their day. So I'd be keen to avoid Brighton, if possible, or Burnley, whoever it is who's going to be unlucky enough to finish outside the top two. But really, it's about how your team does on the day, and any of those teams could beat each other.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be going right down to the wire, isn't it? And who's going to be playing who is going to be interesting. Like I said, any one of those teams could probably beat each other on any given day, as they would like to say. If it comes to that situation, and obviously, you know, the playoffs is looking like where Hull are going to be, and you don't make it, what's the feeling going to be like in the camp?
Not good, it's fair to say. The manager would more than likely not take another season in the Championship. A lot of his best players who have stayed with the club in the Championship might think that they're capable of better. The lack of Premier League football, coupled with problems with ticket prices next season, is going to have a negative impact on crowds. It doesn't feel like this is a club that would do awfully well in the Championship, which is a pretty downbeat and negative thing to say, but I think we really have got to get ourselves into the Premier League one way or the other next season.
So it is Premier League or bust then?
Premier League or not great, yeah.
Premier League or not great, quite like that. Okay, so as we like to do with our views from the opposition, we like to get a prediction out of our opposition viewer. So what do you reckon then? We've had a lot of people sitting on the fence. Are you going to sit on the fence, or are you going to go for a good old Hull victory?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for City to win. We were absolutely dreadful at Elland Road earlier in the season, and I'd like to think that there'll be some sort of fixing of what happened that day. So I think City will win maybe by one or two. I don't think it'll be a walkover by any stretch of the imagination. We've not really done that this season, but I'm confident that if we turn up, then we'll be okay.
As long as you turn up, that's always a good start, really, isn't it? As long as everybody turns up. Well, Andy, if obviously you're going to be going to the game, many other people, if they can't make their way over to Hull, you can catch it here on Radio Yorkshire Saturday afternoon. Andy, enjoy it, mate. We'll speak to you later.
Thanks very much.